Okay, today's daf is from a Kama daf Lama Gimel. We're on Lama Beis, Amud Beis, last two words. So really, we're on Lama Gimel. So we're in the sugya of Tzar Balei Chaim, which Rabbi Raza said, if you remember, you can always remember where the sugya is because you need a heart to have compassion on the animals, and it's Bavitzia daf Lama Beis Leiv. That's where the main sugya is. So again, we're trying to prove whether or not Tzar Balei Chaim is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. So now the Gemara is bringing another raya that the Tzar Balei Chaim is not mid'oraisa. So Toshma, here's the raya. The pasuk says ki sirech hamor sonacha rovet. Right. So the Chachamim make the drasha of the word rovet. From this pasuk, make a couple drashas. Number one, rovet below raptan. It has to be that it's rovet. It happens to fall under the pressure of the weight. It's not that it's a rabtzan. Not that it constantly always does that. Its characteristic trait is to constantly fall under the pressure. So if it's an animal that you know is weak all the time and always falls, you don't have to help that one. Rovates below omade. It's only if it's rovates, it's fell onto the karka. Not if it's standing. Meaning that not if it just doesn't want to walk anymore. The mitzvah is not there. And then it says also tachas masa'o. Only if it's tachas masa'o v'lo miforak, and not if the wares are all spread out all over the place already. And tachas masa'o, again, we saw this yesterday, masa'o she'yachol la'amod bo. It's only the masa that's standard for this animal, right? But if it's masa'o, then it's not standard for the animal, then it can never handle this, then there's no mitzvah. I guess that's because it's the owner's fault. Then there's no mitzvah. So, v'iyah martan, if you say that Tzar Balei Chaim is a din d'oraisa, Mali rovet, mali ratzon. What difference does it make whether it's typical for this animal to fall? It's Tzar Balei Chaim. Help it. Right? Umali ratzon, umali omen. What's the difference whether it's on the karka or on the floor or standing? If it's standing and it can't move because of the weight, there's Tzar Balei Chaim. So you see here that Tzar Balei Chaim is a din derabanan. Otherwise, it's not a din derais. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made a difference. So I saw, based on the word ratzon. So the Sifsei Chaim Freelander and his parish on the tefillos for Yom Nerayim. What do we say on Yom Nerayim? We call Hashem Ki Hashem Hu Salchan Umachlan, right? We use the word Lan. Why don't we say Hashem who's a Soleach? He's a Mocha. What's Sachlan Umachlan? So he brings from our Gemara from the word Ratzon that if you end the word with the Nun, it means that's a characteristic trait that's embedded. It's an embedded characteristic. So a ratzon that's embedded in the animal that it falls down. A sachlan and a machlan, it's embedded in a Kadosh Baruch Hu that he's a soleach and he's a mochel. It's not that every now and then he's a soleach or mochel. He's a sachlan, he's a machlan. He always does it. Okay. Little drush, right? Based on, you know, continue last night into the drush. Not that there's anything, not that there's any comparison, but still. Okay. So Gemara says, so based on here we seem to have a raya that Tzar Balei Chaim is not a din d'oraisa. So Gemara says, no. Hamani, who's the author of this braisa? That's Rabbi Yossi Haglilihi, the Amar Tzar Balei Chaim d'Rabbanan. He holds that Tzar Balei Chaim is d'Rabbanan. We saw that yesterday also. So Hachanami Mistabra. It's also Mistabra that this braisa goes like Rabbi Yossi Haglilihi. Why? Because part of the braisa is that what we learned in Rabbi Yossi Haglilihi. The Katani Tachas Mas'o Yachol Amal Bo. Man Shabbos Leid Isle Hai Svara. Who held this Svara? Rabbi Yossi Haglilihi. It was Rabbi Yossi Haglilihi who held the Svara. So Shema Aminah, this Bryce is Rabbi Yossi Haglilihi, and if Rabbi Yossi Haglilihi, there's no riot for what we whether or not Tzar Balei Chaim is Dinder Rice or not. So Gemara says, wait a second, how can you make this Bryce to be the dinner of Rabbi Yossi Haglilihi? Oh, me much is Mokon Lok Rabbi Yossi Haglilihi. Hakatani Seifa. The Seifa says Tachas Masa'o V'lo Muforak. Milo Muforak. What does it mean? It's not on his goof anymore. It's already spread out. Ilay Maloma for a cloud. If you can tell me that if it's meforic, you don't have any mitzvah to do. But Hakshiv Hakem Takimimo. What are you talking about? You have to put it back on. That's another mitzvah. You have to put it back on. Ela pshita lomeforak. Rather, what does it mean lomeforak that you don't have to put it back on? It says lomeforak pechina mele b'schar. Because this is talking about teina. Teina you will put on with a schar. Who held the teina you could get with schar? Man shamus lein isla hayisvara. That was the rabbanon. So then a braisa has a deal that belongs to the seat of the rabbanon, not like Rabbi Yossi Haglilihi. So Rabbi says, well, what's the difference? There's a different machlokus there. One's Rabbanon against Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and one's Rabbi Yossi Haglilihi against Rabbanon. So, la'olam, Rabbi Yossi Haglilihi, he would teen the like Rabbanon. So he argues them on one point, he mentions the din of Maso, right? But he agrees with them, he agrees with the Rabbanon when it comes to teena that you don't have to do teena bechinam. You can get a schar. Okay? So again, there's no raya to whether or not it's a deraisa or a derabanan. I think we pass it to deraisa. And I spoke to Menachem yesterday. It's an interesting tshuva. I forgot where, but the Noda Yehuda, who talks about hunting. What do you like that? The Noda Yehuda about hunting, whether a Jew is allowed to hunt.
Just for sport.
So the first, he ends up saying that there's no Yisurim, but it's not something that Ben Avraham, I think that's the lesson he used. It's not something that Ben, what? It's a bad mida, but what, is there any Yisurim involved? Is there Tzar Balechayim? Noda Yehuda says no. He's dead. You can't kill it. There's no Tzar Balechayim in that. Yeah, as he seems to say. So there's no. There's, what? Gotta make sure you're clean shot. Gotta make sure you don't do it because it's not something that it's not a good midah of Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But he says Al Pitin, it doesn't seem to be an Isser Tzar Bali Chaim. Also, but I don't understand why it's up Al Tashchis. What? If you shoot it, in other words, you have to have a guy there. You have to have a guy there in order to eat it because otherwise it's in the veil if you shoot it. Okay, so you can sell it to a guy. Okay.
Put
the head in the moose in the bar, you know? They put up the moose head. No, there's a purpose to it, right? You hang your hats on it. It's like a nail. I don't know. Okay. So now the Gemara brings another couple. Right. Vayetzi Yaakov Yashem. So Tana Rabbanan. The Brisa says, a couple more dinam in the mitzvah of prikotina. Tana Rabbanan. Pasuk says, Kis tirech chamor sonacha robeitz tachas masa'o. When you see the chamor of your sonacha robe under the burden, what does it mean, kis tirech? How far away? Yochel afi l'merachok. You would think, even if it's so far away, Talmud Omer kisifka. No, it says, kisifka shoravecho chomorot tova heshik tifen lo. Kisifka is when you meet it, a pegiya. So, e kitifka, yochlok pegiya mamash. You have to actually be right there. Talmud Lomar Kisira, which means you have to see it. So what is it? The psukim seem contradictory. So the ezohi re'iya sheyeshba pegiya. What type of re'iya has a pegiya? She aruch chachamim. The chachamim were mishar the amount echad misheva umechza mil. One in 7.5 mil. Vizehu ris, and that's considered a ris. I think Rashi gives. Right, it doesn't, but. To figure out what it is, so you split up a mil into seven and a half units, and one of those units is considered a ris. So if you're a ris away from the animal, that's the chiyuv to go and help out. Is it called what it is? Right. So the mil is 2,000 amma. So if you split it up into seven and a half, so therefore you're going to have 266 2/3 amma. That's a risk. Right? That how the math works? 266 2/3 amma. I'm not doing it off the top of my head. I'm reading the footnote on the bottom of Gemara here. So that's how far it has to be. So just that's how far. So Tana and Abraisa has another din. Umadada, right? And after you help the Baal Chamor put the stuff back on the animal, then umadada imo ad parsa. You walk alongside with the animal for a parsa. Because you have a chashash, maybe the chamor is going to fall again, and you're going to have to help again. So, and a parsa is, 4 mil, right? So that's 8,000 amos. So, amar rabbi barachana v'notra schar. But for this walking along, you can get the schar. For the tirda that you have to walk and to escort the baal behema for the parsa to make sure that it doesn't fall down again. It's the quick halach l'maisa application of the tzar balechayim. It comes up, and we've discussed it also in the past in the show, about milking cows on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. What do you do? Cows have to express milk. What do you do? Tzar Bali Chayim not to express milk. So Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos in Perichav Zayin, Sif Mem Vav, he says, Asur Lachlo Behemo Shabbos. There's an Isser to milk a cow on Shabbos. Right? But there's also a Chiyuv because of Tzar Bali Chayim. So what do you do? Even to express the milk directly onto another food item, which we say typically to dosh, you can't do that. We don't squeeze the lemon onto the fish, but it's going directly onto. But for milk, for whatever reason, you can't. So what do? But they allowed you to do it al yidei nachri. Usually you can't do a malacha al yidei nachri, but here you can. Why? Mishum tzar bali chayim, because it's tzar bali chayim, right? Vizohu aderech. And this is the best way in order to avoid chilul Shabbos, is to have a guy is to have the guy do it. Aye, but if you don't have a guy, let's say you can't have a guy. There's no, so in the kibbutz, in the middle of nowhere, there's no guy. The ein nachri in Simon Zion continues. Yachlov li'ibud. You have to express the milk directly to lose it, onto the ground. The hainu sheyachlov tokli mos. They don't make a mess. You put soap in the bottom of the bucket, and you express the milk directly into there, so it's ruined. Sheachalov lo yeh roi l'shtia. The chalav is not roi l'shtia. Also, kli sheis bo nefet. Shehucha merav Shabbos. Or yachlov la'aretz. Of a lo yachlov tocha kli. You can't put it into a kli. Gamim b'day to lishbo chalav la'achar mekan li'ibud. And then the Shemir Sarva says, Hashem hatov yimales chesronim shel eila hamosim esnasham akim sorzenu akdosha. Hashem should fill the wallets, I guess, of those who lose money. Also, has a napkimina lachla of a woman who's nursing, and she has milk, but she's not nursing, so she can't give it to the baby, but it's painful. She has to express the milk. So you have to express the milk into a kli to keep it, but to leave it, to lose. Okay, the last mishnah in our perek. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't talk about that. Six people in the ring. I guess, I don't know. Amar Vina al Mitzvahs. Depends. We see in our Mishnah that your Rebbe, is it your father? There is a hierarchy. But if there's six people with the same. I don't know. Maybe say Amar Vina al Mitzvahs. I don't know. Maybe do one into the other after the other. No, no. Gemara doesn't talk about that. But you probably have a Mitzvah to do all six. Maybe call your friends. Help you out.
No, I'm saying if there are six people within.
I know what you're saying.
Six people.
Right. So everyone has a Mitzvah to go do it.
Say, well,
I don't think you can say that to any about any mitzvah. I don't think you can, the free rider syndrome is an economic term. Not me, somebody else will do it. I don't think you can do that by a mitzvah. Just say someone else will do it. I don't think you can do that by any mitzvah. You have to do it. Okay. Next mishnah talks about a hierarchy of people who've lost their items. So avedaso v'avedas aviv. If you have your aveda that you've lost, and then you see your father's aveda, and you now find both of the avedas. He's supposed to get yours because you want yours, so you don't lose your money. But also, you have a mitzvah to return your father's aveda, right? So avedaso kodemas. You only can. It's a big item. You can only carry one. So who goes first? You go first. Why? We'll see. And avedaso avedas rabo. If it's your aveda and the aveda of your rebbe, shalom kodem. Yours goes first also. You're not supposed to make yourself poor. Supposed to be careful about your money, not supposed to make yourself poor. So you go first. Next case. Avedas aviv, avedas rabo. What if it's your father's aveda and your rebbe's aveda? Shall rabo kodemes, your rebbe's goes first. Why? Shall aviv hevilo olam hazeh. Your father brought you into this world. The rabo shall limdo chachma, and your rebbe that taught you chachma. Well, I don't know why it doesn't say Torah, but shall limdo chachma, right? Mevil lechay olam haba. He's bringing you into the world to come. The im aviv chacham shall aviv kodemes. But if your aviv is a chacham also, right? Even if he's not as big a chacham as the rebbe, though, if he's a chacham, then aviv kodemes. Then your father goes first. The Darkei Moshe brings down in the name of the Sefer Chassidim that the din of the rebbe is kodem. That's only if the rebbe teaches you for free. But if your father pays your tuition payments, then the rebbe is just just the shliach of the father, and therefore your father still comes first. He's considered the rebbe. I also heard in the name of the Chazon Ish that it always says la'olam, a person should always try to marry a bas talmid chacham. So Chazon Ish said sometimes there's someone who's not a bas talmid chacham who really is a bas talmid chacham. What does that mean? Meaning that being a talmid chacham is not necessarily only having a lot of knowledge; it's also your attitude and your mentality. If you're machshir the Torah, that's a bas talmid chacham also. So she may, sometimes her father is not a machshir, but if she is, she's still a bas talmid chacham also. Okay. Haya aviv v'rabo nosim maso. You see, your father and your rebbe who are dealing with the burden, their animal saddle with this burden. Meniach eshel rabo. First, you do prika for the rebbe. V'acharkach meniach shel aviv, and then you do prika of the rebbe of the father. I don't know why you need all these dinim. It seems to be that the rebbe comes before the father. So why do you have to tell each in each case in the Mishnah? Haya aviv rabo beis hashevi. Both of them are in jail, and you have to do pidyon shvuyim. Podes rabo v'yachak podes aviv. First you be poded the rebbe, then the poded the father. V'im aviv chacham, the father's a chacham. Podes aviv v'achak podes rabo. First the father and the rebbe. So they have three cases, same din. The second case doesn't talk about im aviv chacham. I don't. It just doesn't flow the Mishnah. I don't see. Yeah. Okay, the Radbaz says that long footnote. Okay, so it's like the Radbaz, it's brought down the sheet, Radbaz and the sheet of Mikopetas in Dimer Mas, Ohio. Okay, Ayin Sham. Okay.
I imagine I wouldn't
sit
too well with your father if you
followed the Rebbe first. I don't know, maybe one would sit well with the Kodesh Baruch Hu if you followed the father first, because the mitzvah is to follow the Rebbe first. So you have to face your Rebbe who brings the Chai. The Mishnah explains that. The Mishnah says it's Chai Olam Haba, comes first. Yeah. That, what? Right. Right. The halacha is telling you that you have to do the Rebbe first. Listen, there are what is the Rebbe? We said right away. We said also right away that the Rebbe is if the father pays the tuition, then it's the father. I mean, it's limited. Okay. So minahan emili. Right. So how do we know the din that your aveda comes before the aveda of your father or the aveda of your Rebbe? So the Gemara says Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Kra. The pasuk says by Shemitah Ksafim. It's in Dvarim Tezvav pasuk Dalid. Efes kilo yebicha evyon. Right. It shouldn't be. Ephes means you shouldn't be an evyon in your field in your midst. Shalcha kodem l'shal kol adam. Now you come first. You have to, doesn't mean that there's no mitzvah tzedakah. You can't, but you still have to be careful. You can't be mevazmiz your money. You have to be careful with your money also. For Amar Yehuda Amar Rav kol hamekayim ba'atzmo kach sof bali deikach. However, if you're so careful and so medatik in this mitzvah that you don't care about anyone else being an ani and only care about yourself being an ani, then in the end you're going to become an ani anyway. So that you have to temper the halacha of trying to take care of your own money along with the lines that you have to have rachmanis and give tzedakah and take care of other people as well. Yeah, there's a balance in life. It's always hard to get that balance, but there's a balance in life. So there's an interesting shaila. What about the aveda of your rebbe and the aveda of your wife? So you say ishtok gufo, therefore you become first. So he brings it on the back here. Sefer Emes Lihu, the Kassel of Dov, the Masha Kaimelon, Avedas, Avedas, Rabo, Avedas, Kodemes, Imhu Adin Avedas, Ishto, Avedas, Rabo, Im Ishto, Kodemes, Vidin Ishto, Kagufa, Venechshak, Iluhu, Avedas. So he brings down also the River of Sephraim, right? Sephraim Greenblatt from Memphis. So he brings down Hevi Sveko, Vikasov, he says, Mistaber, Shemasha Kansi, Isha, Kada, Baila, Im King, Gam, Avedas, Kodemes. Her Aveda comes first, right? Ap Im Nasnula Matana, if sometimes you give the present to the wife, almanash, if the husband doesn't have a stake in it, then maybe that doesn't come first. It comes to fushes. So he brings that also the minchas mishnah halachas. Who's the mishnah halachas? Menashe Klein is the mishnah halachas. Okay, so he says that maybe also. If it belongs to you, there's another svar like the River Sephraim, but he's saying because it's Ephes Kilo Evyon. If it's just because it's your wife's, but it's part of your marital estate, you're going to be losing money in that way also, assuming that you have a joint bank account. So you're going to be losing money in that also. So the same svar may apply, and therefore the aveda of your wife would come first. I like your svar best, though, Mati. Okay. okay. Next, the Mishnah says, Haya Aviv Rabbah Nosim Masoi, right? You're supposed to do the Rebbe, then the father. Taner Rabbanon is machlokus. Now, what is your Rebbe? I don't know why they bring down this machlokus in the second case of the Mishnah. Why not in the first case of the Mishnah? Who's the Rebbe? Bring down the second case of the Mishnah. Bring the machlokus. Well, who's the Rebbe? Rebbe she'amru, Rabbo she'limdo chachma. Right, it's the Rebbe that taught you chachma. What's chachma? It's saying that svaros, tamei halachos, v'lo Rabbo she'lamdo mikra. Not the Rebbe who taught you machlokus what mikra is, whether it's chumash or all Tanakh, but not the Rebbe who taught you Torah she'b'ksav. Right, Mishnah. With Mishnah just means a dinim without the svaros. Apparently, according to this, not your first grade Rebbe. No, the Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda is called, but Omer Kol Sherov Chachma Sahimeno. It's not only the Rebbe who taught you Chachma, but it has to be the Rebbe where your Rov Chachma comes from. Right? If you had 18 Rebbeim throughout your years in, I heard, you know, guys go to Eretz Yisrael, they go to this Rebbe for 3 months, this Rebbe for 2 months, this Rebbe, they don't stick in the Rebbe, they don't stick it out, then that's not considered a Rebbe. Right? But Yossi is called even more, and Omer, I feel low here in Elav Mishnah Achas. Even if he only taught you one Mishnah, he gave you without that's Zehu Rabo. That's considered Rebbe. That, so I think according to Rabbi Yossi, then that would be, your first grade Rebbe would also be your Rebbe. So Omer Rabba tries to explain, right, who's considered a Rabo. So, right, Kagon Rab Schora, like Rab Schora, right, the Asperon Zuhuma Listeron, who taught me what the Zuhuma Listeron is. Zuhuma Listeron is some type of, it's like a double-edged spoon and knife, and spoon and fork. That's what it seems to, I think that's what the article brings down, like a double-edged spoon and fork. He taught me what that is, so he's considered, maybe, it must be a Mishnah in Kalim somewhere, right? So that's considered, right, Kalim, Perik Gimel Mishnah Beis. So that's considered a Rebbe, and that's considered a Rebbe, okay? Shmuel Karamane, Shmuel tore Kriya upon the death of Le'ahumi the Rabbanon, from one of the Rabbanon, meaning this is Rebbe, if he did Kriya, the Asbrei Echad Yore La'amash HaShechi, the Echad Poseach Kivon. It's a Mishnah in Tamid that talks about how they used to open, how they used to open the gates. The first Kohanim used to come to the base of Mishnah. I used to open the door. So I didn't go with what the Mishnah says, but Echad Loyori La'amash Hashechi, the Echad Potei Akiva. One has to pick him up, pick his arm up all the way. I guess there were two keys that had to come in. So this Rabbanon explained to Shmuel what that Mishnah means, and therefore he decreed for him, right? So the Mishnah says how you open that Heichal. So the Kohen, right, who got the Dishon is Be'ech HaPnimi, and the Kohen who got the Zocha for the Dishon of the Menorah, they would come to the Heichal before they would Shachit the Tamid. And in one of the hands of one of the Kohanim, there would be two keys for two openings. Because they wouldn't open the Heichal from outside. Rather, they would enter the Heichal through some sort of hole, I guess, some sort of small door that was on the north side, and then they would use one key. And then they would open from the inside with another key. In other words, they wouldn't open the door completely from the outside, they would open the door from the inside. Okay. So that has to be the case, because according to this, yeah. Never taught you anything. According to this, anyone who teaches you anything is your Rebbe. And if your father has any chachma, he's considered like the Rebbe. So, as I said before, they're very limiting the cases. Your father, according to this mind d'amar, it's only according to this mind d'amar, right? If someone teaches you anything, that's considered your Rebbe. But if your father, according to this mind d'amar, if your father taught you alephes, your father taught you Torah, Siva, Lana, Moshe, like he's supposed to, then Mustama, then somebody's a Rebbe. According to the other mind d'amar, no, because it's more than that. So Amr Ula said, Talmidei Chachamim shebevavel, the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel, Omdim zeh, they used to stand up, because they used to learn b'chavrusa. Maybe according to this, it's your Rebbe also. So when you learn b'chavrusa, you hit things off back and forth, that's considered your Rebbe. V'korin zeh el zeh, and they would do kriya if one of them would pass away. Ule inyan aveda b'mkom aviv, einon chozrin, but when it came to aveda b'mkom aviv, einon chozrin. They would do their father first. Elo the Rabbi Mufak. Eino Chosr Elo Rabbi Mufak. Only the Rebbe Mufak. They would go first before the father. Not the Chavrusas. Okay. So next, Chabay Minei Rav Chizda Mi Rav Huna. Rav Chizda asked Rav Huna. This story blows me away. Rav Chizda asked Rav Huna, Talmid. We have a Talmid who's learning by his Rebbe. V'tzarech lo Rabbi, and his Rebbe needs him. In order to learn, to bounce ideas off, or to hear things, my, what's the din of this Rav? Is he before the father because he's the Rebbe, or is he not before the father because since the Rav needs this Talmud? So basically, what happened here is Rav Chizda asked this to Rav Huna. So Rav Huna thought that Rav Chizda was talking about himself, that Rav Huna needs Rav Chizda, and therefore maybe I shouldn't have it covered for you. I should go to my father first. So Amar Leis, Rav Huna says back to Rav Chizda, Chizda lo tzirich na lach. I don't need you at all. At tzirich li, you need me. That's a different machlokas. One way to read it is, arben, you need me for 40 years. You have to learn with me for 40 years before you don't even need me anymore. Others say that at tzirich li, and then ad arben shinin apki hadadadi. They were makbid, they didn't visit each other. They were makbid on each other for 40 years, according to one man. Another one, if you read the 40 years to the previous phrase, they were makbid on hadadi, below ayil legabi hadadi. And they didn't go visit each other. Possibly for 40 years, they didn't go visit each other. I mean, this is Yiftach, and this is the same thing. About maybe, I don't understand how this happened. Right. So Yosef Rav Chizda arbo'in ta'anisa, and Rav Chizda sat for 40 ta'anisim, mishum the chalosh daiti the Rav Huna, because he was hichlush the dasa Rav Huna, because Rav Huna thought that he was talking about him. But Yosef Rav Huna arbo'in ta'anisa, and Rav Huna also sat for arbo'in ta'anisa, mishum the chashti the Rav Chizda, because he was chosher Rav Chizda, and he was chosher on his kavod. So if this, according to the Ma'ad Amr that says the 40 years applies to this, so, and they were so upset, just apologize to each other. What's taking 40 years? Talking about Rav Chizda Rav Huna. Does it bother you? The whole story bothers me. I don't understand. We excoriate him? Talk it out. I don't understand it. Yeah, I have a question. Let's talk it out. Exactly. Okay, so now the Gemara brings what the halach is. Itmar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rav Yochanan Halachik Rav Yehuda, right? Right? Yeah? Okay, fine. So that's Rav Chizda. What about Rav Huna? Itmar. So we learn in the Beis Medrash, Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha Rav Yehuda. He says the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda, who says that the Rabbah was called Ma'aviv, it's that with Ro Chachmaso Hanenu. Rav Acha Bar Huna, Amar Rav Sheshet, Halacha Rav Yosef, who says, even if he only taught you one thing. Aye, but Umi Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi, the Rav Yochanan really say that it has to be someone who teaches Ro Chachmaso, Vaha Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, Halacha Kstam Mishnah, right? Halacha is like Stam Mishnah, Usnan, and we have a Mishnah that says, Rabo Shulimdo Chachma. Our Mishnah says, Rabo Shulimdo Chachma. It teaches you anything. So my Chachma, Ro Chachma, so. What does Chachma mean? It means Ro Chachma. So, meaning, the Havamina was that Chachma just means one thing. That's a Stam Mishnah. You should pass it like that. If he does pass it like the Stam Mishnah, you just misinterpret the Mishnah. Chachma means Ro Chachma. So. Okay. Tana Rabban, at the end of the parak, the end of the, it can help me out. Sometimes bothers me. I don't understand it. Tana Rabbanan, right? They're learning a brisa. Ha oskin b'mikra. Somebody who learns mikra, which is Torah and Nevi'im Uksivim. Midah v'eino midah. It's a good thing, but it's not the best thing. B'mishnah, if you learn mishnah, that's midah. That's a good midah. B'notim alei schar. And you take schar more than, I guess, the person who learns mikra. Gemara, if you learn Gemara, ain lecha midah gedolah mizo. There's nothing better than learning Gemara is the svaris and the pilpul. There's nothing better than learning Gemara. But, and then it's, la'olam have a rats la mishnah yosem in a gemara. But nevertheless, you always run to mishnah, not to gemara. So gemara says, wait a second. Hagufa kasha. It says over here, the olam yasod the gemara. So I heard from Rabbi Simon in NYU. He says that may have applied. You should always learn gemara. Always gemara. I mean, bezman hazeh, when people feel disenfranchised and you pass him like ain lo the elba makam shalibu chafetz. You got to get the ahava of learning first. Guy loves learning chumash, he learns chumash. Guy loves learning daf, he learns daf. First thing is to get the ahava, and that's what he says the whole thing of bechinuch. You have to find the children. You have to find what the kids love. You can't have, and I think it's right. You see nowadays in educators, you can't necessarily have a curriculum that's set for everybody. You can't just be get up there and teach. You got to figure out what it is with each kid. What? He left. You got to figure out where'd he go. You got to figure out what it is with each kid, and then find. You got to figure out what it is with each kid, and then find what their strengths are, and that's how you teach them. That's how Rabbi Simon explains. I think it's very important as Ma'azeb, because you see a lot of Talmidim are just disappointed. Gemara doesn't do for them. It doesn't for us apparently, but it doesn't necessarily do for all of them. You have to find out what does for them. Gemara says Hagufa Kasha. It's a stira. First it says that Gemara is the best thing, and then it says you should run after Mishnah. So what's going on here? So Martav Gemara Ein Lachamida Gedolim Izova. Other Martav Om Have Ratzel Mishnah Yosef Gemara. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, return to Amar Beis. Be Yemei Rebbe Nishas Mishnah Zo. This Mishnah about running after Gemara was taught in Yemei Rebbe, and Rashi gives us a history lesson. Point in Rashi. All right, we'll get that. But Shaku Kula Alam Masnisan. They all and Mimei Rebbe was the Gemara. Then they all left Mishnah. But Azbu Basar Gemara and Hadar Vedarish Lula Olam Havi Ratzel Mishnah Yosem Gemara. And then Rebbe said, "Go back to learning the Mishnah." So what happened? Rashi says, "Right, Hadar Ketani Gemara Ein Lachamid Gomer Zol Lefisha Mishir Rabu Talmidei Shama Dehilo Shayu Lefanav Shlosha Doros Rabu Machlokas Betora Venasis Kistei Toros." 3 generations before Rebbe, there was a lot of machlokas came. Right, we talk all Shibu Malchus. There was the Shibu Malchus Vegzerus. You couldn't figure out, come to a maskana, what the machlokas was. Ad Yamavzal Rebbe, then came Rebbe. Shemasa Makarish Baruch Hu Ochein the Inne Antoninus Melech Romi. He found favor in his eyes. Right, Kidarmin Bavodazara, Benochum Mitzara, Veshalach Bekalitz Kol Tamid Eretz Yisrael. He went and gathered all the Tamid Eretz Yisrael. The Adyamav Lo Hayu Masechtos Sedoros. There was no Masechtos. El Kol Tamid Sheshamadav Vigadol Hemenu Garsav Nasim Tzimonin Halacha Ploni Shuploni Shemati Mishim Ploni. Everyone had their own notes. Ukisha Nikbatsu Amar Kol Echad Mashashama. Everyone said what they heard. Venasnu Leiv Levara Tami Machlokas Divrei Mi Royal Kaim. And they went through people. They had a whole renaissance of learning to figure out who the Halacha was like. They gave everybody the Svaras, and this is the Gemara. You had to learn the Gemara, right? Visidra Masechtos is an interesting line. And the Masad Masechtos, what the Masechtos? Divrei Nezikim Levadam, Divrei Yevamos Levadam, Divrei Kutchim Levadam. I don't know, Nezikim and Kutchim are Sedarim, and Yevamos is a Masechta. But anyway, Ustam Nami B'mishna, Divrei Yechidam, and he puts down Mishlas, Divrei Yechidim, Shara, Rebbeis, Divreim, Vishinun Stam, Kidei, Lekvo, Lach, Kamosam, Lefichach Amru, but Gemara, Ein Lechamid, Glom, Mizo, Shay, Yitnu, Lei, Lutami, and Mishnah. That time, Gemara was the most important thing because you had to figure out who the Paskin like. But then what happened? They all went to Gemara and they forgot the Mishnah. They forgot the Pesach. They forgot the Halacha, because at that time there was no Shulchan Aruch. The Halacha came from the Mishnah, right? So therefore, Darish Lehu, the Olam Havi Ratz the Mishnah Yosef Megemara. You should go back You should go back to the Mishnah. You should never forget the fact that you have to know what the halacha is. Also, you learn, but never forget. You're supposed to learn the Kukah Shemaisali, but the Hilchos, you're supposed to get, the halacha lemaisa out of it as well. So, what was the drasha? My Dorish, what was the drasha? To the Dorish, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Ilya, Madiksev, is Pasuk Yishayahu, Shashem Amar, Shem Shas Yishayahu, Krobe Garon Al Tachshuch, Vashofar Harem, Kolecha, and the Pasuk continues, Vahaged La Ami Pisham, Ulubes Yaakov Chatosam. Should tell my nation their Pesha, which is bad stuff, which is Mazid Averus, and the Beis Yaakov their Chatos, which Chatos is a Shogeg, right? You bring a Korban Chatos for a Shogeg. Right, so Rabbi said, "Hagel la'ami pisham." What was that? Eil talmidei chachamim sheshogegos nasos nam gezodonos. That's the talmidei chachamim who, if they do something b'shogeg, it's like they do it b'mezid. Ulbeis Yaakov chatosam eilu ame aretz. Those are the ame aretz sheshogegos nasos nam kishogegos. Even they do b'mezid, then their zodonos become like shogegos. So, since the drasha is, since the talmidei chachamim should have learned the time of the halachas, they should have known the din, and they should have been, and not. I don't understand. The Svara was to run to Mishnah, and then he's saying that he should have known the Svaras, but the Svaras are Gemaras. Okay. And that behind the Tnan, this is what we learned in a Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Habizari B'Talmud, Sheshigdas Talmud Ole Zodon. If you forget what you learn, right, it's like you did it B'mezin. Done B'mezin. Also Mishnah, obviously, and if you forget, Yechayiv Misa. But there's a Brisker Rav, I think, in Eshchanan, who quotes Rav Chaim Velazhin, Brisker Rav, in Parshas Veshchanan, right? Not a Rambam. I think he quotes Reb Chaim Volozhin, who says that the whole idea that Yechayiv Misa, if you forgot, it was only Bizman before they wrote down Torah Shebaal Peh. Because then if you forgot something, it was lost. So now if you forgot something, limit schus, for our generation, we kind of, forget everything. Darish Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eliyah, it makes another drasha. Madik Siv, the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu again, I think it's the next Pasuk, right? No, it's not the next. Okay, Yeshayahu Samach Vav. Shimu Dvar Hashem. Listen to me. Listen to the words of Hashem. Hacharedim el devaro. Those who are chared to His words. Amru achechem sonechem minatchem leman shmi yichavad Hashem v'nir b'smachnem v'hem yavoshir. So what's the pasuk? Hacharedim el devaro. Who are those? That's elu talmidei chachamim. That's the talmidei chachamim. Amru achechem elu baalei mikra. Right. Those are the baalei mikra. They don't know the dinam and the halachos. They just know they learned that from the talmidei chachamim. Sonechem who the sonechem elu baalei mishnah. That's the Bali Mishnah, the hated ones, because the Talmidei Chachamim hate the Bali Mishnah because they don't know the Svar. They just know the Mishnah. Right? Minadechem, who are the Minadechem? That's Elo Ame Aretz. It sounds like Nidoy. That's Minadechem, Elo Ame Aretz. They hate the Talmidei Chachamim. Sorry, it's Lashon Nida, because the Talmidei Chachamim hate them. They like a Nida. They stay away from them. Shema Tomer Pasak Sivra Mabato Sikuyam. Maybe you say that all those who don't are Talmidei Chachamim, they're not going to have Simcha L'Asid Lavo. Talmud Lomar, the Pasak says, V'nira B'Simcha Sechem. They'll see the Simcha. Right? Shema Tomar Yisrael Yevoshu. Maybe they'll become embarrassed. Talmud Lomar, V'hem Yevoshu, meaning of Ove Chachamim Yevoshu at times of Mashiach, Yisrael Yismachu. But the Bnei Yisrael, they're going to have Simcha. Okay? Hajjan Allah Eilam Mitzvah, Hajjan Allah Eilam Mitzvah, Hajjan Allah Eilam Mitzvah. Okay, we start the third parak. Meat of the third parak, basically. What? We'll get to Rambam Bar Chama. Let's go those quickly. Right? We'll start the third parak. The meat of the third parak really starts tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be doing daf in the afternoon, though, right? Okay. Therefore, I don't know why I asked it on the computer, but what time? 5:30? Anyway, okay. So Hamakil Eitzel Chaveru Behemo Kalim. Someone gives to his friend to watch on his behalf. A behemo kalim. This is the parak of Shomrim. We're all about the lachas of Shomrim. So a mafket etzel chaver behemo kalim benignivu, and they were stolen. Osha abdu, or they became lost. Right? If they became lost, so what's the din? If you're a shomer, so now the shomer is being toveya the item, but they were stolen or they were lost. So normally, if you're a shomer chinam or a shomer sacher, he's patur gneivu neveda. So therefore, he could take a shvua that they were stolen or lost, and he'd be potter from paying, right? He has to take a shvua. But let's say the shomer doesn't want to make the shvua. Shilem, the shomer wants to pay for it. Below rutz lishava, he doesn't want to take the shvua, which is number two shvuas, with shalo pasha and shalo shalach boyad. He doesn't want to take those shvuos. Shaharei amru, because the chachamim said that shomer chinam nishba biyotze. Right, it's a shomer chinam could swear and not have to pay. So what happens? So he pays and doesn't swear. Then what happens? Nimsa haganav, they find the ganav. Mishalam tashlumei kefel tavu chumacher mishalam tashlumei evar b'chamisha. The ganav has to pay two or four or five, but to who? Lemi mishalim, lemisha b'kadon etzlo. He gives it to the shomer. Basically, the shomer buys the rights by paying it. He buys the rights to the kefil and the dal of the hay, which is the Gemara's going to ask, it's davar shelo bal olam. How does he buy that? It's not here now. Right? Mashalim lemi shapi kodon etzlo. Nishba, let's say he swore, below ratzli shalim, which is the flip case, he swore, he doesn't want to pay. Nimsa ganav, then mishalim, tashlumi kefil, tava chamacher, mishalim, tashlumi abor chamishal, lemi mishalim, who's he pay? Then he's the bal hapi kodon. He pays that to the owner because he didn't sell the rights to the kefil. So the Gemara now just, first piece of Gemara says it seems to be double. Why does it say behemah? Why does it say kalim? Just say amafi litzel chavero. Why do you need both cases of behemah and a kalim? So lamli the mister behemah, lamli the mister kalim. Tricha, you need both cases. The itar the behemah. How do you just say amafi litzel chavero behemah? How I mean, I would have thought behemah who demakin likfela. That only the cases of behemah would the owner be the rights to the kefil. Why? We should not be tircha leyula lapuka. Because there's a big tircha to watch a behemoth. He has to bring it into the house and out of the house. And since in the shmir there's a big tircha, so that the bialim will be koneh the shomer the knas if he pays for it. Aval kalim the lo nafish tirchayu, but by kalim it's not such a big deal. You put it down and that's it. Right? Aim a little mocking like kefil. Maybe say the bialim will not be mocking the shomer the kefil if in the future it gets stolen and he pays on its behalf. So that's why you need that. So I should just write kalim. The it on the kalim have a mean a kalim who did kamakni lake kefil mishun lo nafish kefilayu because it's only kefil. All right, I'll give it two times. Big deal. But of a behema the chitavach umachar mishan tashlumi arba v'chamisha aim a lo makni kefil. Maybe since it's going to get so much, you know, punitive damages are so high. Who wants to give up their punitive damages? You know, sue for punitive damages. I wouldn't give up the rights to that kefil. Sricha. Therefore, I need both. Machlokas, we've shown him. It says here that it's nishba. Shilim v'lo rotsa lishava. He doesn't want to swear. He gets the rights. What happens? It's not that he doesn't want to swear. He can't swear because there are edim that say that it was stolen. So most Rishonim say that if there are edim that say it was stolen, he can't swear and potter himself. He's potter to begin with, so he doesn't get the kefil. But the Rashba brings down, he can still pay and get the kefil off of it. And I don't understand, but it must be that machlokos. Maybe Shilim Lo Ratzli Shava is not. I don't know. That's what I saw late last night in one of the svarim, one of the sheet svarim. He brings down this Rashba. Okay, I know it's early, but we're going to stop here. And everybody have a good day. And everyone have a good Yom Tov. Nice job.